So I hope you recognised in the animation really something of all that we've talked about so far of that Old Testament history, of the covenants God made with his people and how they got broken. And Nehemiah and those surrounding him, they did their best to try again at the kind of commitments side so that the promises from God might be the blessing that they needed. But ultimately, we know from the writings found towards the end of the Old Testament, like Malachi, it's another one for you to go away and read this week, that the people were unable to keep the law that they were trying to follow, and the covenants were broken. But that was then, and this is now. Because we live after the New Testament. We live in the era of the new covenant that God established through Jesus. And the burden of the commitments in the covenant was taken on by Jesus through his life, death, and resurrection, which we tend to symbolize with the empty cross. Jesus draws us into a freely offered partnership with him. And through that partnership, through the transforming love of Jesus, we are called to help change the world, to serve him as we offer that transforming love onto others through the realities of our lives and theirs. So where do we begin? Well, I think from what we've read, we begin with confession and with thanksgiving. And we'll be doing that in just a few moments as we share communion together. That act where we share bread, and in this case juice, to remember all that Jesus did for us. And it's right that as we come to that, that all of us reflect and confess our own waywardness. But for some here today, old or young, it might be that it's the first time that you've come to that point of truly saying to God, I'm sorry, I really need you. And if that is you, then I want you to be assured that if that is your honest, silent prayer to the God who made the universe, then Jesus will indeed lead you to that new beginning in him. Now, if that's something that you have done already today or that you do, we'd love you to tell someone before you leave. And that's because we love to support those who are being changed by faith. And there are various ways to do that, because there'll be two people available, hopefully, in the quiet room at the back to listen to you and to pray with you briefly. Or alternatively, grab anyone you know who's a leader within the church, or even grab me. Don't miss this opportunity to do business with God today. But perhaps you know that you're not at the beginning, but you're somewhere along the way. Then hear from the Word. Rejoice in our forgiving, gracious, and compassionate God, who is abounding in love, and keep on serving and exploring whether God has other work that he is calling you to do. Those surrounding Nehemiah worked hard in manual labor as they renewed the walls. Please don't expect your serving to be easy. Looking back at Nehemiah chapter 10, what did they do? They renewed their commitment to follow carefully, to follow together, to be a distinctive people, to give generously to the Lord, to take responsibility for providing for their fellow partners in service, the priests and the Levites. And in verse 39, they sum it up, to not neglect the house of our God. They made a commitment. And that was then, and this is now. As we serve Jesus within the new covenant, sharing his transforming love with others, then perhaps our work is more about breaking down walls than it is about rebuilding them. Patiently and with effort, praying and loving and helping and speaking of a God who's done everything through Jesus to draw all people to a new beginning. And we're called to do it together. Now today, that was then and this is now, might be for some of us more of a personal declaration about moving on from our old ways to our own personal new beginnings, leaving behind our baggage and taking a risk, moving on. What might that mean? Is it time to think about being baptized? Is it time to reconsider that commitment that we've come to call covenant partnership? What does that mean? It's just a joining together in our serving that seeks to demonstrate our unity as we support one another. So talk to a leader if you think any of those things are what the way that God's asking you to respond today. But maybe it's other things. Maybe you need to find some people to meet with and be encouraged. Then a life group might be for you. Again, talk to a leader. Find out how you could get involved. Perhaps today it's time that you stepped up and showed some responsibility and did some hard work. Maybe you need to help with the fabric maintenance of the church. Maybe you need to support the young people by helping at J-Team out the back. Or maybe it's helping look after parents at Little Wonders that meets through the week. Be open to God through serving. That's our series. Be open to God through serving. So that was then, and this is now. There is a role for everyone as Jesus seeks to make us partners that are becoming more and more faithful. Partners together that are looking to that eventual fulfillment with him.